There are pockets of forest all around Atlanta, but some have qualities that make them particularly unique. And today, those green spaces are being recognized with a national designation. Stephanie Stokes takes us to one.
At the western edge of Atlanta is a serene 56-acre forest called Herbert Green. It surrounds a section of Utoy Creek, and its landscape is dotted with big boulders. Catherine Kolb stops at one rocky area.
Oh my God, look, there's a whole patch.
Kolb is with EcoAddendum, a group that teaches about nature. She's excited about a bunch of plants at the forest floor.
There's some green and gold, there's some native wood sorrel, rue anemone, and wild geranium.
All native to Georgia. These plants are clues to why this place is special.
Something that's very important that I think isn't realized by a lot of people is that this is the original forest. It is a remnant of the original forest.
That means that trees may have been cut here once, but the ground wasn't disturbed.
Probably because it was rocky or steep, so it wasn't farmed, and so the soils are intact, which means that the forest is able to regenerate itself, the native forest.
This remnant of original forest is earning this place a spot in the Old Growth Forest Network, a national nonprofit. The recognition mostly creates awareness, but that's important, according to Bruce Morton, who grew up around here.
I think awareness allows people to appreciate the beauty in their backyard oftentimes. The majority of the canopy in Atlanta is on private property.
This nature preserve was once private property. Morton helped protect it. More than a dozen other forests around Metro Atlanta will join the Old Growth Forest Network at an event tonight. Stephanie Stokes, WABE News.